Thank you for joining us for The Power of Faith with David Hathaway. It is our hope that you will be inspired and encouraged by this message. We pray God's blessing upon you as you listen today. Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. In this episode, David continues teaching from the book of Acts, chapter 4. In this passage, the believers in Jerusalem are facing persecution for their faith in Jesus Christ. They gather together and pray, acknowledging the threats they are facing. They ask for boldness to continue preaching the message of Jesus despite the opposition. They also pray for God to perform miracles and signs, demonstrating His power and confirming their message. After praying, the place where they gathered is shaken, and they are filled with the Holy Spirit, enabling them to speak the word of God with boldness. This passage highlights the early Christians' reliance on prayer and the Holy Spirit's empowerment in the face of persecution. Now, open your Bible and join David for today's word.
It's time that we stood up with that same boldness to declare what we know is truth. And they marveled, and they realized, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So it was this identification that these two men, now accused, had been with Jesus and learned from him. And in verse 14, when they looked at the side and saw this man miraculously healed, crippled, remember, from birth, crippled from birth, over 40 years old. That's what it says in verse 22. And he's now standing in this council with Peter and John. They couldn't say anything. You know, sometimes I have to really say this very boldly, that we've got to get back to something of personal testimony. There's too much religious preaching. And this is why I, so much in my preaching, I'm sharing testimony of what God has done, the evidence, the truth. I mean, even in my own life, only just a few weeks ago, someone was commenting, look, here's a man who's been healed of cancer twice, and yet at age 91, he's standing in front of us with more energy than we've got. You see, it's the practical testimony. And that's why I can't stop preaching. And that's why my ministry, my message is so important. I'm a living witness, just as this man was. So, by the time they got to verse 15, when they commanded them to leave the council meeting, then these religious leaders inquired, conspired together. They didn't know what to do. Verse 16, they didn't know what on earth to do, because by the time verse 16, what do we do to these men? Because it's obvious to the whole public that a miracle has happened, and everybody in Jerusalem is talking about this. Believe me, gossip sometimes can be good. This whole thing was not in the newspapers, not on the television, not on the radio, but believe me, it was gossiped about. And even the religious leaders say the whole of Jerusalem is talking about this, because it was done at the entrance to the temple, the most public place. So, what on earth can we do? We can't deny, I love this bit, we can't deny what's happened. So, we've got to try and stop it somehow. So in verse 17, in order that it, well, this is the council saying, the religious leader saying, in order to stop it spreading any further, we have to threaten them that they will no longer mention the name of Jesus or do these things. And in verse 18, so now they called them in and said, this is the verdict of the court, that you're not allowed to teach or preach in the name of Jesus. I love the reaction of Peter and John, because in verse 19, they answered back and said, whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you, leaders, or that we should obey God. I mean, this is the whole question in the end. The Bible's full of this question, whether we obey God or man, and the decision must be that we obey God. I mean, when I was accused of Bible smuggling, I knew that it was disobeying and breaking the law, but I obeyed God. It was the command of God that I obeyed. And that's what they say. For in verse 20, we cannot keep quiet because we can only speak about things which we have seen and heard. You know, I love this about the New Testament here. And you know, there's an awful lot of this missing in the church today. And this is why I believe that my ministry is so important, because I've seen, heard, I've lived it, I've spoken it, I've done it for more than 70 years. And here, Peter and John, it's only a matter of days. Anyway, the result was that in verse 21, all the religious leaders could do was threaten them and then release them, because they couldn't actually find anything to condemn them for. Because, I mean, if they condemn them for healing this man, this is a public miracle. And they're afraid of the people, because the people are excited at what has happened. The people. And so now it's a question of the religious leaders afraid of the reaction of the people. Oh, God, give us something today that we would have this. And so, verse 23, being released, they went back to the other believers and told them exactly what had happened. And in verse 24, when the other believers heard it, they just began to cry out with thanks to God and proclaim, Lord, you're the Lord God who made heaven and earth and the sea and everything that's in it, and who spoke by the mouth of your servant David and by the prophets and warned us that this would happen, that the kings of the earth would stand up and the rulers gather against God and against his son Jesus. Verse 27, for a truth against your holy child Jesus, whom you anointed. Now just look at this. For the truth against your holy child Jesus, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, the Roman leader, and with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. And remember that Pilate could find no fault in Jesus. And if it wasn't for the religious leaders, Pilate would have released Jesus. And here, look at the contrast. All the heads of the Romans and the Jewish people on the secular side found no fault in Jesus, but it was the spiritual leaders who condemned him. So, in verse 29, and now, Lord, and now they're praying, and now, Lord, look at the threatenings. And grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. And that by stretching forth your hand, O God, this is the prayer. Come on, why don't we pray like this today? Lord, look at the attacks against us and give every one of your servants boldness to speak the truth of your word. And you, O God, when we do, reach out your hand and heal, so that signs and wonders may be done in the name of Jesus. Come on, church, get up. That's the challenge. So verse 31. after they'd prayed. The whole place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
In December, David was once again in Ukraine, in the freezing snow, and under constant air raid sirens, to pray for total victory. Over 2,000 joined pastors and bishops in the intercessions. Our God is about to do great things. His power is on the increase. And he wants to demonstrate his power through you. In 1994, David Hathaway set out to win Siberia for Christ by signs, wonders, and miracles. Over 100,000 received Christ, and over 1,300 miracles of healing were recorded. Why Siberia is the amazing story of what happened and will challenge you to evangelize your city, your nation, and see God's power revealed through you. Why Siberia is now available on Kindle from Amazon. Or visit eurovision.org.uk/shop for the paperback edition of Why Siberia. Thank you for listening to the Power of Faith broadcast with David Hathaway. We would love to hear from you. Contact us by visiting eurovision.org.uk. Also available online are many free teaching resources to help you on your walk with God. David has written many faith-building books to encourage and inspire. Order these online today. Each month, David ministers online and in person. Our ministry is only possible because of the faithful support of so many people. For details on our evangelism and humanitarian relief work, visit eurovision.org.uk. Thank you again for listening.